Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her I have to burn one. Shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above. In the VIP like they ask what some kin to me. All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they are my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got bitch tendencies. Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I split up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. Then he slid me the Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me, I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
intelligent, you so irrelevant. Please do not make us come up out of caravan.
visuals beat your physical worth. I input you on digital. I go hard when it's critical.
Yeah,
go
I go hard. Hard. Yeah, I go hard. Baby, I go hard. Yeah, I go hard. I go hard. Baby, I go hard. Yeah, I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. Yeah, I go hard. Baby, I go hard. Yeah, I go hard. Yeah, I go hard.
Harder than you ever thought. Harder than you ever did. Harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought. Harder than you ever did. Harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought, ever did, ever will. Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will. I go hard as a man off of Viagra. Niagara Falls when she make it work.
Where?
Take the barrel from a 4-5, put it into a 9 million, make it work.
Yeah.
Tell my enemies to stay alert. Ooh. Bless my shooters, I know they on dirt. Ooh. Do not listen, they gon' spray your shirt. Ooh. Plus you snitching, I saw paperwork.
Yeah.
You a that's why you face the clerk.
Yeah.
Names was mentioned, so you make it murk.
Yeah.
Don't want it with us, cause we stay berserk.
Nope.
Fall so hard, we make the vapors hurt. Yeah. I am a legend through our history, and you gotta honor this when you mention me. Ain't no out that can get with me. If you thinking I should anoint them, you better point them out specifically. I make them my enemy. Decapitate them and carve them up and let you start them up and then deactivate them. Reactivate them, deprogram and rewire the circuitry. If he ain't working for me, then I'ma have to break them. As-salamu alaykum. I say that because I am one of peace. I just really wanna spit my piece. But coming me wrong, I'ma get my peace. But shots in the y'all can get one apiece. With Glocks and then I make your summer cease. Think not for speed, either wrong a beast. Apocalypse T put you under sheets. Make your oxygen cease when them guns release. Stop facing the shootout up in the club. Haters act like they won't give me love. Like shadows I'm marking, they name it blood. I don't get no love.
Yeah, I go hard. Yeah, I go hard. Baby, I go hard. Yeah, I go hard. I go hard. Baby, I go hard. Yeah, I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. Yeah, I go hard. Baby, I go hard. Yeah, I go hard. Yeah, I go hard.
Harder than you ever thought. Harder than you ever did. Harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought, ever did, ever will. Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will.
Only speaking if money the topic. Broke niggas, I swear that they toxic. Being broke isn't forced, it's an option. At least that's how it look from where I sit. Deserved it, so I went and got it. Taking flight and I sit in the cockpit. Yeah, Houston, we might have a problem. Cause I just took off like a rocket. And I know you niggas want my shit. Devising the plan and they plot. And that's why I keep me a sidekick. And that's why this rocket on my hip. When me and my baby be shopping, I know all these niggas be watching. They wondering how did I cop it. How I afford this foreign army. How I provide this life for my kids. To get success you need the knowledge, but not the kind you get in college. I swear when you're ready you'll find it. That bullshit you wasting your time with. You need to quit dreaming and stop it. Yeah nigga, cause that is your problem. While you were asleep, I was grinding. Being broke, I saw it as a problem. Had no other option but solve it. It took a little while, but I got it. While you were asleep, I was grinding. Now when I talk money, the topic. Now when I talk money, the topic. While you were asleep, I was grinding. While you were asleep, I was grinding. Got me fucked up if you think I'm the same as you, niggas. While you were asleep, I was grinding. I had to eat, had to fill up my plate on you, niggas. While you were asleep, I was grinding. Got me fucked up if you thought I would wait on you, niggas. While you were asleep, I was grinding. Ain't no more love, no, it ain't no more saving you, niggas. While you were asleep, I was grinding. Say, while you were asleep, I was grinding. While you were asleep, I was grinding. Say, while you were asleep, I was grinding. Now, nigga, we not the same. I'm in a whole different lane, whole different lane. I just took off like a plane. I just took off like a plane, off like a plane. Now, nigga, we not the same. No, nigga, we not the same. We not the same. I'm in a whole different lane. Yeah. Whole different lane.
Don't fuck with niggas like you, we ain't let your count.
white boys like Cleveland Brown. You ain't cool, could you kick it with the cool kids now?
You still a goofy, 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 goofy. You still a goofy, 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 goofy.
Niggas wanna be cool in the gang so bad. They lie about the shit they done, they done had. Six like they roll with the Crip. I'm screaming Cinco like they first name Chad. Who you trying to impress? All you do is fake flex. That's so retarded. You should get a first check.
Real.
Your daddy should have left you in a latex. Or your mama should have swallowed just safe sex. Talk about the ones that be always on that lame shit. Wanna be street if you knew what that came with. You would stay your ass on the porch. Think playing with fire burn, nigga. This shit a torch. It can't be forced. You gotta be built for it. You a smart guy, though. You should have did Bitcoin. Just another Steve Urkel trying to be Stephon. Just another Steve Urkel trying to be Stephon. You a peon trying to roll big dog. Baby shit. Like a pig and a frog. I remember when you was a nerdy little church boy. That wasn't shit but a nod on the law. If I recall, you grew up in the suburbs. Shit, fuck, motherfucker, you ain't use those words. You wasn't allowed, hang with a crowd. That kind of shit was unheard of.
You so goofy, you a clown. You can't get no dap or pound. I don't fuck with niggas like you. We ain't let your kind around. Your bro gang gang, now me you down. You ain't even hang with the niggas in your town. Bunch of white boys like Cleveland Brown.
You ain't cool, could you kick it with the cool kids now?
You still a goofy. Goofy, 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 goofy. You still a goofy, 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 goofy.
They can tell that I'm different. By this guns I'm blowing, the smell is prolific. Get you high in the instant. And I got a thigh pad just to cover my nightly expenses. Know that you niggas play both sides. Slimin' your peoples ain't talking to Twitter. Fuck niggas ain't got no pride. Your gangster career ain't going nowhere. Niggas be acting like bitches, RuPaul. Streets of a kids, RuPaul. Don't want you niggas on my team. We got the scoop of you niggas like ice cream. No, I can't fall for the bait. I just can't make no mistakes. What's gonna be with a nigga? Find out they work with a JC goofy. Niggas tryna get you in the gym, how spooky. One of them charges a stick like a loogie. I stick to the scriptures like actors in movies. I see how you move, but you must be a newbie. Can't be someone else that's identity self. Tryna be them and ain't sure yourself. You look like a clown, you look like a nigga that's on his way down.
So goofy, you a clown. You can't get no dap or pound. I don't fuck with niggas like you. We ain't let your kind around. Your bro gang gang down, me you down. You ain't even hang with the niggas in your town. Bunch of white boys like Cleveland Brown.
You ain't cool, could you kick it with the cool kids now?
You still a goofy, 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 goofy. You still a goofy, 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 goofy.
What's good? What's good? What's good? It's another episode of OG Radio Presents Freestyle Friday. Today was July 4th.
What's going on, everybody? Happy July 4th weekend. You know, I know everybody gonna be lit. Just be safe out here.
Hell yeah, be safe. That's all my bullshit about to go on out here.
Right.
But you never know what's going on. So I got a question, man. You already know I got a question.
What up?
Off that, I got a question. So, dude, you think August really hit, whatchamacallit, Jada Pinkett?
Do you think he's actually sleeping around with him?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did. For the simple fact, for one, Jada and Will are swingers, so that says enough.
Okay.
Like that. You know what I'm saying? That says a lot.
But all that though.
Real quick, I want to shout out my homegirl Twitch. Wait, real quick. I just want to shout out my homegirl Twitch. Because she's currently listening right now, so she wanted me to give her a shout out.
Hey. What up, girl?
Yeah. But I know, right? But the fact that, they swingers, man, like, I'm highly sure he got hit or whatever. You know, they just, I don't know. I feel like Will Smith and Jada have been fucking everybody.
I don't think they like that, though.
I think they are.
I mean, I mean, honestly, bro, to be honest, bro, I think they are, but I don't think she out there like that to the point where motherfuckers telling her business like that, like that. You got to think about it, bro. They've been tight about their shit for so fucking long, bro, and they still haven't come out in public. Oh, bro, to my knowledge, I don't think they publicly came out and said they got an open marriage. So, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. But I know that they've been doing shit in the open. Whatever you want to call their marriage, or I don't know. Because one minute they're together, one minute they're not, one minute it's open, one minute it's closed. So I don't know. It's a weird partnership, yeah. Very weird.
I mean, it's 2020, though, honestly. Anything possible. Anything's possible,
yeah,
bro.
You know.
Anything. I mean, absolutely anything, bro. They got people in three-way relationships.
Yeah,
I thought that was just like a 1 to 2 hour, maybe, shit.
Oh,
wake up in the morning type of thing.
The polygamy?
Like people going to
wrestle.
Yeah, people may wrestle their life like that. That's what I'm saying. If everything's possible. I said, I ain't got nothing against
it. I was in the poly.
Where? How was it?
Yeah. It was fine. It was okay. It's just a headache, because instead of dealing with one, you're dealing with two. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, sometimes if you argue with one, they both could come at you. You know what I'm saying? So it gets kind of tough. But like, if you understand it on all sides on what's what, you know,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that, it could work. But some people just glorify it for a sexual reason, which they shouldn't. There's more to it than just sexual.
Oh man, oh my God, like, it's way more to it.
Just thinking about it. It's almost like
thinking about that.
Right. It's almost like marriage on a business side. You know what I'm saying? You got to think of it as a business for all three, you know, partnerships.
Oh, okay. That's three paychecks the whole time. That's decent.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to think of it like that.
Three paychecks is for sure decent as hell.
Right.
You can't tell me that's not nice shit. Bro, that's whole time, like, actually thinking about that shit, that's nice. You see how people think about it like that, but, I mean, on the other note, bro, I love my girl to death. I swear to God, I love her to death. But, I mean, it's sometimes that you want to get away from your female. Like, not saying, like, cheat or whatever. I'm talking about, like, have your own time. But it's going to be bad. Like, say, in a moment where y'all get into an argument, you go, I'm saying, you're going to want your time up, space away for her, but she's going to be mad. You ain't going to want to be around mad girl. But then you end up going to your other girl, which y'all both know y'all both in a relationship with. That's going to be bad automatically. Like, that is, in my head, that'd be like red flag. Don't do that type shit.
Facts.
Because that's like, man, she's going to eat, she's going to kill your ass.
That's real shit. But, you know, it's not for everybody. It's definitely not for everybody. Some people can do it, some people can't. Me, I don't know, I don't really care. Like, if motherfuckers say, like, hey, Ray, I want to, you know, do a whole poly with another woman, all right, cool, I'm all for it. Bye. But, you know,
all right, so let's flip it then. What about
ego.
Two dudes?
Oh, hell,
back.
No.
I don't
give a fuck. Look, I understand that. I've been hit with this situation hella times, too, blah, blah. What about, you know, another dude? Nah, fuck that. Hell nah. Nope. Never going to be another sword in the house. Only one sword is going to be in my household.
You never know.
Fuck that shit.
You never know, my God. Like, honestly, like I said, anything is possible. I'm not, hey, to be honest, I'm not with that shit at all. But I'm not with it. I'm not saying I'm against it. I don't want it regardless. For either situation, bro. Two girls, two dudes. Honest with you, I'm a one woman man. Two females probably be too much for me, but I can't even lie to you. This is just
100% of the time. If your girl asked, can she invite another dude to y'all situation, would you let it happen?
No.
If she presented to you in a way that made so much sense in the world, would you do it?
No. My love. Two dudes? No, I'm sorry.
Hell, hell no. That's a violation of God. Hell no. I don't have you no shit like that.
You didn't feel like a man.
Can't do it.
Oh.
Can't do it. Never will. That's crazy.
The man's supposed to be the alpha. It's only supposed to be one leader. You put two leaders in there.
Exactly.
I mean, man, it would only work if one of them was bi.
If one was bi. You know what? I've actually heard that. I had a friend of mine tell me that if they were to do it with another guy, they would prefer the guy to be a bisexual man. But I don't know. It's hard for me to consider a man bisexual. If you fuck with a guy, then I automatically broke in your dick. I don't give a fuck if you
the rules are the rules, though. If you like dudes and you like girls, you're attracted to dudes and you're attracted to the guys. I mean, yeah, girls and guys, he's bisexual. That's what that is. It's not like only if you're a girl that applies to both. You just got to be, hey, bisexual, bro. That's all it is. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But you can't just say, like, a dude can be gay. If he like boys and girls, he's just gay. Nah.
I mean, nah. Technically, no, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to call it straight and straight. Like, I don't care how many women you hit. The moment you cross swords with another man or did something with a man, you're just gay, and that's just it. That's the end of the road.
So a girl can have sex with another girl, and then come back to another dude and be straight, like her past is clear, like she ain't never been freaky before.
And that's what society, you know, that society makes us feel like that's acceptable.
I'm about to say you can't do that, bro. You can't do that.
Right. I mean, I get it. That's double standards, but hey, that's how society makes everything, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely double standard. But,
we gotta look at society.
We gonna look at the female on female and female to male aspect and be like, okay, that's acceptable. But when the man does it, we gonna look at that and be like, nah, that's wrong. That's just society. I understand both sides. I would never do that shit. But I understand.
I can say like this. I wouldn't want to be a part of one, but I don't like discondone it or nothing like that. I'm not against it. Oh shit!
I think
I'm 100% all right with that.
If you already in a committed relationship, or whatever, and then y'all invite another female, just keep it as we only hit her up if you want to do stuff with it. That's about it.
Talk about keeping it on low, huh?
I mean, not keeping it on low, but like some women don't want it to be where the guy can just freely hit her, the other person up whenever. You know what I'm saying? And she going to think that, oh, well, you don't want me, you just want her. So it's like, okay, if we're going to fuck this girl, it's going to be when we want to. Mainly when she wants to, when your girl wants to. But, yeah, that's the rules of the game. Because the moment that you as a man continue to hit up another woman consistently, even though even though y'all agree that y'all can have sex with this chick, your girl gonna feel some type of way.
Mm.
Women are territorial over their man. 100% territorial.
Might be something to that, bro. Might be something to it.
Oh, I've been there, so I know.
Gonna be tough.
Woo. Hell yeah.
It's gonna be real tough. But look, check it out. I'm gonna play a couple of songs, then I'm gonna get us right back into this action. Starting with
it's a time we living in. Killing us all. You said trying to.
Black. Understand I'm still a man, I'm just black. Seem like we stay under attack, cause we black. They will never see us equal, we just black. People, yeah, you rich too, still you black. But I was born in America. For some reason, some of them think we are from Africa. I just laugh at them, our ancestors was. But y'all used to rape our women, so we might be cuz. It's crazy how some of y'all got the same mind frame. 400 years and you still on the same thing. Want us in a few chains like 2 Chainz, so you can whip up on our back like Kunta Kinte. Wait, I ain't saying everybody like that, but I'm sure most of them would if it came back. Have us back marching like Dr. Martin. You call me a nigga, I beg your pardon. I am black. Understand I'm still a man, I'm just black. Seems like we stay under attack, cause we black. They will never see us equal, we just black. People, yeah, you rich too, still you black. If it was up to them, we probably still sit in the back. We the most intelligent, but still we black. Face facts, they gon' hate us cause we black. Yeah, I am black. We the ones that changed the world as you once knew it. It seemed like everything got a black influence. From the music to the fashion, we make it happen. It's probably a black person that's your favorite actor. Make the best dances, take the most chances. Just to make it in this world, they never understand it. Obama became the first and they lost their mind. But that didn't stop the police and the people dying. I'm glad my grandma lived to see it happen. She was so happy, but we need some action. It's a black thing down to the roots. I'm talking reparations that we've been trying to recoup. It's due, cause we black. Understand I'm still a man, I'm just black. Seems like we stay under attack, cause we black. They will never see us equal, we just black. People, yeah, you rich too, still you black. If it was up to them, we probably still sit in the back. We the most intelligent, but still we black. Face facts, they gon' hate us cause we black. Yeah, I am black.
For my call from my old guy. Real talk, my call gone, but I won't lie. Now I feel like Freddy, Jason, and Chucky online guy. What's killing me is I'm killer at doing killing sprees. Ain't nobody stopping this gallon, but they ain't hearing me. Step up to the mic and see producers as my enemy. So everything they make, I'm blowing a little smithereen. Heads mixed with dark forces, screaming out my name as they hop up on they horses, grabbing they pitchforks and lighting up they torches. But little do they know they don't match for my fortress. 16 bodies hit with 16 bars. Grand Theft Auto, I got 16 stars. Got people with no hands feeling this. You know what that means?
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody out here killing this.
Monster.
when it comes to this shit. Be careful what you say, I have you gagging real quick. Cause this ain't no fucking game, and fucking none of you lames. Got Jack all in my veins, I'm going fucking the same. They call me Cussy, got your nigga on all fours, knocking at my front door. Yeah, I got that quicksand. Got my nigga ending up in Never Never Land. I'm your wildest dream, take a shot of me. Every bitch you fuck with now is history. When I climb on top, I make memories, got them like,
damn, puff you in the industry.
I don't know what got into me, now he all into me. I guess it's fucking chemistry. Cause when you mix a bad bitch with a big dick, he slapping in, gotta come quick. That's my luck, man, what the fuck, can't help it.
I'm a motherfucker. People can't compare to this. Make you eat a carrot stick and crush your fucking larynx. I'm fucking cold, I should have my own show. Fuck following, bitch, I got my own goals. My feet hurt, I think I need Dr. Scholes. Bitch, I don't feel shit, I'm ice cold. I'm the man, you a bitch, I take a piss, you take a dick. I'm a brick, you a wick, no candlestick. I'm Lil Wayne, you little twist, I'm in my mold. You super soul, you little leak, I'm super bold. I'm young as hell, you super old. You dumb as hell, you need to get the fuck back. Shitting on yourself, stop using X-Lax. Real talk, I think you need to switch back. Pop a open like a six-pack. Know I'm always coordinated, so I'll never ever mismatch. Kill your ass and leave your world pitch black, bitch.
Guys, it's another You're now turning into another episode of Freestyle Fridays. This is B-Trey and Radio Rap, and we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm cold and hot at the same time.
How you?
Got the air conditioner on, but it's hot. I just came in from outside.
So you warm?
I don't know, man. I'm adjusting. There you go. I'm adjusting.
Good.
But you can't call in the freestyle, man?
No. Definitely not.
Okay. You want to chime in on a topic that we were discussing?
Yeah, because I've been yelling at you.
Quick.
You don't know this. Yes.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
No, because I just feel like it was a whole bunch of stuff that y'all talked about that I had something to say. Because there was a lot of double standards going on.
On the real part. I swear I was trying to keep that. Because I'm a legal, so I fight for both sides, no matter what it is. It's always a... So it's always too good and too bad.
I just feel like, how you allow a female in a relationship and don't allow a male? Like, I don't know.
But realistically, how many females are going to be like, hey, let's introduce another male to the relationship? Let's be real honest. How many? Not too many, right?
0.001%.
Exactly.
That's it. But
so,
I'm just saying.
So realistically, they're not really going to invite another male to the mix. You know, just the thought of it alone enough is like, hell no. But, you know, I don't.
I'm glad
see,
you know.
I wouldn't think too many females are going to throw that out there.
They might.
Honestly,
I read a book on it.
I'll say it's people out there, bro. Like, I like 100% people out there.
I mean,
there,
no,
like,
I know.
Honestly.
I know
the B and that type of relationship.
But, true. But we could. I'm gonna pull up stats for next week's show. I think statistically speaking, more
okay.
a female will want another interaction with another female before they would have two dudes.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know the math.
Would you rather a double penetration before you have an experience with another woman?
Yep.
Wow.
Hey.
I think you're just saying that shit just to prove me wrong at the moment.
I think she did. She said it in front of 900 people, so she with it.
What did I tell you in the group chat? Because, like, no, I am a jealous person because I'm going to feel like, why are you touching her and not me? No. If it's two dudes, then I wouldn't feel like that. I wouldn't have to feel like I have to be, I don't know, I wouldn't feel threatened.
But your guy could feel the same way. He could be like, well, why are you touching on him and not me?
So we just gonna cancel out the whole adding somebody in a relationship anyways? Cause no.
I cancel everything, y'all.
I don't know. I feel like you have to be mentally prepared, especially like if you not even just like sexually. I feel like if you really want a relationship with two different people, like there has to be. Superb communication.
Hey, okay.
And that's not often a thing, even in a regular relationship. Even in monogamous relationships, there's lack of communication that's mostly like problems nowadays.
Okay. So, all right.
Anything else you want to share?
No. Unless y'all got questions, and I'll answer them. No, not really.
Not right now, but we can save those questions for another show. And I guarantee I'm going to have questions.
Okay.
Just be ready for another show, okay?
Most definitely. Thanks.
Matter of fact, tune in to next Tuesday. If you're going to look out for next Tuesday, that's Let's Talk Tuesday show. We definitely will have an open discussion, too.
Okay. Just remind me.
I will, I guess.
I would.
All right, love. I'm going to go.
So thank you, Twix, for calling in. I appreciate you calling
in,
Twix.
Most definitely.
All right. Of course. All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we got my man Big C in the building. What's good, man?
What's going on? I appreciate you having me.
What's good, man? Hey. So, our question, bro. Where you from, bro?
I'm from South Carolina.
South Carolina. I'm out saying, man. So I was listening to your song, and I could not recognize the accent that you got, bro. Because it's like Southern, but it ain't too Southern.
Yeah.
So, man, for everybody,
I got kind of like a mix. I got kind of like a mixture of flow, kind of like.
Hey, that's what's up. For everybody who don't know you out there, man, go ahead and introduce yourself to the world, man.
Yeah, my name is Big C. I'm from Casey, South Carolina, on the west side of Columbia, the metro. I'm a rap artist. Been putting it down for a minute.
My son, we've been playing your song this whole since 10 o'clock, man.
Huh?
I said, we've been playing your track since the show started, man. That goofy shit go hard. Sure. I really fuck with that shit.
Yeah. That's one of my best tracks off the tape, too. I got this new album I'm working on. I'm going to probably drop it like next Thursday. So I'm about wrapping up now.
Okay. Is off of that one or that's off of the old one?
Yeah, that goofy is going to be off of the new one. It's going to be off the new one.
Well, what's the name of this project, man?
Hmm?
I said, what's the name of the project? The mixtape.
My last project was Chef Boy C. So this tape right here is going to be like a double album, and it's going to be the entree and the dessert.
The entree side going to be
kind of like, you know what I mean, like the regular music for everybody, and of course, and the dessert side going to be kind of catered toward the ladies.
Oh, you going to do a Drake Nelly type shit. I feel you. I fuck with that shit.
I like it. And where can everybody find your music?
Huh?
Where can everybody find your music?
Oh, everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Tidal. It's on all the platforms.
So how I ended up linking up with Big C, I was me and my cousin play Call of Duty a lot, and he be, you know, playing for so long, ended up playing with people. I forgot his real name, but he go by Tim on Call of Duty. He was playing your music, and I'm like, damn, bro, who's that? He's like, oh, this is one of my, people's Big C. So he was talking, he was saying he was a producer or something like that. I'm like, shit, I host a radio show. I'm like, shit. Link me up with him or whatever. Then he sent me your way, and that's how I ended up linking up with you. So I'm like, when I went on YouTube and typed in your name and saw, damn, I can't remember the name of it. The one with you was in the crib in the kitchen cooking up shit. I think it was chili or whatever, that video. Like, that shit was so
awesome. Yeah.
It was so dope. Bro, where'd you come up with the idea of that song?
It actually came because of the name of the tape, kind of like. And the name of the tape came because I had linked up with this producer named Let That Boy Cook. He from out of from Arizona. and I had met him through Facebook. So when I seen his name, the name kind of like was, I was like, damn, let that boy cook. Let me see what the music sound like, what the beat sound like. So I'm gonna, we like I said, we ended up linking up, and I already had the Chef Boy C name kind of like title already. So that's what kind of made me just do that, because it just made sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, and he produced the whole last tape. Like, I just got him to produce the whole tape, and that's where the Chef Boy C's name came from. So I needed an intro. I went in the kitchen and cooked it up.
Yeah, that video was definitely had me rolling, bro. That was on point. And yeah. I definitely want to talk about your track, Black. Because it definitely came. Did you recently make that song?
Yeah.
Due to the situation?
Kind of, because I had started writing it like a while ago, and then when this situation occurred and all this started happening, I was like, man, let me go ahead and finish this song. This song kind of needed like right now.
Yeah, it definitely touched, and it was the right time for you to bring that out. Cause I've been since you sent it to me, I've been listening to it, and then I did a show yesterday, and I was playing, and I was like really, really listening to it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is the right time for this to come out.
Yeah, it was like, and then when I went to the studio, and my engineer, he was like, when I told him the name of the song, he was like, you serious? You going to do one of them? Man, you the style you do, bro. And I was like, bro, this is just what's needed right now. Like, and when he heard it, he was like, I get it. I see why you did that.
Yeah. I just, due to the whole situation and everything that's going on, that track is definitely needed to be hitting these radio right now.
Oh, God.
It's definitely falling in line with everything. Facts.
We need more positive Black music. Like, Stop the War type shit, bro. Like, I'm saying, you doing justice out here. Just by releasing that one song, you're doing justice.
It's definitely needed, man. It's a lot going on in this world right now. We just need something positive.
Go ahead, bro. Well, I was gonna talk about another track, but go ahead and say what you had to say before we jump on the other.
No, I was just saying that shit hit.
Oh, okay. That track, Ola. where did
Ola.
That inspiration come to write that track? Yeah.
Man, I just wanted to go in a different direction. Like, I want to do something, you know what I mean, some different kind of music, like some feel good music, you know what I mean, in a different way. And I got a partner named Low Country. He was down out of like the Charleston area. And when I wrote the hook, he was the first person that came to my mind. I just knew he was gonna be perfect for it. But when I signed his time, he signed it right back, and he was like, brother, you just want me to do the hook? And I was like, nah, not me. Put a verse on it if you gonna put a verse. And I already did it before I even knew it. And then he sent it to me, and I was like, oh yeah, that's it. And I went and laid my verse down, and it was it. But I just wanted to do some feel good, man. I just wanted to do something different. I just talked to the director today. He read it. I just talked to the video director just today, and he read the shoot. So I'm finna go ahead and shoot the video. Yeah.
I definitely want to be on the lookout for that video.
I'm about to talk to him about that today. The exact track that we talking about right now, we can play that and then hop right back in the conversation so everybody already know. I mean, so everybody can know what we talking about.
Okay.
All right.
Arriba! Ocho! 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 My friend! Mixed Nation for real. I say hola mamacita, capaz de señorita. I say it's so nice to meet ya. I didn't know how I should greet ya. I say hola mamacita, capaz didn't know how I should greet ya. So I say, hola, mamacita. Hey, 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 nice, slim in the waist, pretty nice in the face. Come here, babe, give me test. Take a shot, please no chest. Please don't run, me no chest. Please don't tease, these are keys. Pour a glass, my cervez. I don't always freak when I do. It's with you, ooh, la señorita. Lying with tequila. It's Taco Tuesday, so I'm trying to eat it.
Hey, Dios mío.
I say hola, mamacita.
My baby.
Que pasa, señorita? I say it's so nice to meet ya. I didn't know how I should greet ya.
I do.
I say hola, mamacita.
My me.
Que pasa, señorita?
Come to me.
I say it's so nice to meet ya.
Hola.
I didn't know how I should greet ya.
She said, hola, soon as I seen her, I knew that I had to get to know her. She had a heavy Spanish accent, like she from Cuba. Her cousin that spoke English said that she was from Aruba. I said, me gusta tu vestido.
Hey, hey.
I told her she's so fuego, mucho fuego. When she smiled, I said, vamos, y vamos. Let me take you somewhere we could dance her all night long. I swear you got my full attention with that grande culo. So she just frontando, me este mago. Then touch my burrito and say papi chula. I told her I'm negro, I thought you know.
I say hola mamacita.
My baby.
Que pasa señorita? I say it's so nice to meet ya. I didn't know how I should greet ya. I didn't know how I should greet ya.
Hola.
So I say hola mamacita.
Arriba.
Song so nice you almost have to play it twice. That motherfucker was cold though. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me know if you want a remix. That was nice. It's like the whole production of that's nice.
You know, actually, the producer for that track is from Chicago. Clark McGinnis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I gotta get in tune with my man. I love that. That was actually a really, really nice beat though. That's fine.
Yeah, Clark McGinnis.
He said, what was his name?
He's from out that way. Clark McHiss.
Okay.
Clark McHiss. Yep.
Clark McHiss.
That's
how to find
it. You got a dope ass producer. All right, man. So, as far as this COVID shit, man, this is almost over with. I'm saying the country's about to open up, man. So, man, what's the first thing you about to do when you get out there as far as your music-wise, man? I know you about to go out there and start performing and shit. I know you got these videos planned, but,
yeah.
Man, where
yeah, I'm ready. I got about,
mic
I got about
where you about to go?
I got about four or five videos. I got about four or five videos already lined up to shoot that I'm ready to get working mm-hmm. on. Like I said, Ola probably going to be the first one that I go ahead and shoot. I got some shows lined up. We just waiting on everything to open back up. I'm going to have to mm-hmm. go on this promo run with the tape, like, real hard. I'm going to just have to do it, like, gradually until everything opens up as much as we want to open up. But I'm going to do as much as I can throughout this, you know, we still got to play it safe.
I feel you, man. Can't be in a too much of a hurry to get out there.
Yeah, for sure. But it kind of helped me out, though. It gave me time to really, like, put this tape together how I want it, you know what I'm saying, and really get the quality of music out that I want to get out. So I ain't mad at it.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's actually perfect, man. Because everybody need that time in their career. They take a little break and then, like, to regain their focus. This whole shit made everybody press pause and, like, actually rethink about, like, a whole bunch of shit. I seen a whole bunch of motherfuckers making a lot of smart decisions during this shit. Like, I've seen some of my people investing in stock and shit, and then some people investing in their talent and stuff, and they kind of, like, actually save the money and put it together or whatever. Or, like, they actually got time to actually start, like, a business or something.
I actually invested in some stock during this time because I wasn't into that, but it just gave me time to look into it and think about it, and I was investing in some myself.
Yeah, same here. I did the same exact.
I ain't investing in all stock, man. I wouldn't go buy a crib. I can't even lie to you. I got to get up out of here.
I dig it.
Okay, that is my investment right there. So, Big C, man. I got two more spots on the mixtape, man. Could you would you mind lending us one of your songs for the mixtape for the All Dope Everything mixtape? Oh, I'm sorry, my voice going
for
out.
For sure,
I've been yelling all day.
I just send you something and let you pick something. I can send you something. I send you like a variety and just let you choose from it. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it, man. Y'all hear that right there?
Instead of sending it to my email, send it to alldopeemail@gmail.com.
I ain't got no pin, but I somebody could text it. I'll text it to you.
If not, you still got my email. You can send it there. Now I'll make sure.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So, that's going to be a dope ass mixtape, man. The last two
weeks,
you got some dope artists.
We got one more spot. Maybe I'm going to extend it a little bit, depending on how the traffic is. But I got one more spot as far as right now. So, y'all want to holler at me right now. Let me know. We got Big C on the track. I'm saying just know.
For sure.
Y'all, I'm saying, I can't tell. I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of pieces of tracks and everything. Play them every now and then. But just know, this is the place where you can download all of these tracks and listen to them whenever you want to, man. And then we got Big C dropping his, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, the entree and the dessert, man. Be on the lookout for it.
Oh, we got it. Double pack. It's got the entree and dessert. So, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely
I want to make sure the people full, man. They home. They need this stuff right now. I want to make sure they get good and full.
That's what's up, man.
Right.
Yeah, I feel them. But we reached that last moments of our show. You understand? Well, we go ahead and say our final words and everything. Big C. Go ahead and say your final words, and then promote your social medias and everything. Everybody know where they can find you. Well, let them know where they can book you at and everything. If they need to fly you out to perform and everything, give all your information.
Big C, man, go check out my last project, Chef Boyle. It'll get you ready for the new one coming up, the Entree and Dessert. You can find me on Instagram, Big C 15, Twitter. Big C 15, my artist page on Facebook is Big C SC. YouTube, Big C. Music everywhere on all platforms. Go download it, listen, stream everywhere. Go catch up on me so you can be ready for this new project.
Mm-hmm. Y'all heard it right there. Big C everywhere. Well, son, I appreciate you for joining us there, man. Feel free to claim anytime
for
you
sure,
want.
Man. I appreciate y'all. For sure.
All right.
I'm going to see you on
T. I appreciate
you. All right, bro. I'm going to be looking out for it, bro.
All right.
I'm going to text you that email right now.
Okay.
And, for everybody that's listening, I thank everybody for listening. Shout out to you, Big C, for coming on the show.
For sure.
As always, everybody, y'all know how I end my show. Wash your fucking hands. Check out my Instagram, my radio page, Radio Rail 21. Or, well, and you can check out my own personal page, HellRail1290. I still am working on a track that I'm trying to get that done by next Friday. So we'll try to get that in rotation. I'm also out here making beats, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to start promoting that real soon. I didn't put like 5 out there so far. You know, I'm out here trying to do what I can. Hope everybody have a blessed and safe night. And look forward to next Friday. We have another artist. I will reveal who that is next week. That's it.
All right. As far as me, man, final words is I'm about to drop my beat. I want to say my next 4 covers already out, and I want to thank every model or regular human being, because some of you don't want to be called models. regular human beings, models, whatever you would like to be called, I appreciate it for letting me put your image on my beat tape. So Snack Pack 2 will be coming out very soon. It was supposed to come out, I'll say, a couple of days ago, but I have to push it back because something happened with my computer. As soon as I tried to drop it, I mean, I guess it broke the internet or broke my computer. So I got to fix it real quick, and then it will be out as soon as possible. And I want everybody to pray for me that none of my beats have been deleted. So pray for me. but that's it. So thanks to everybody calling in today. That's Big C and deuces.
Good night, y'all.